Recently, I had a chance to sit down with Lisa Antichow, who's an administrative manager with Samru. We sat down to talk about the care cupboards, but our conversation spilled over into other Samru offerings. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to promote these offerings in my video package, as a lot of the stuff was sort of related, but there was a lot of stuff that didn't relate to the story, and I figured that it would be better just to focus on the care cupboard concept, as there was a lot of good content that came out of that interview for the care cupboards. But I feel like it would be a waste to throw away a lot of the information that Lisa and I talked about. She informed me on a lot of Samru's offerings, and I was actually quite shocked about a lot of the stuff that they do offer. So what a better place to put this information than in the extra element portion of the project. So without further ado, I'd like to go over just a couple of things that Samru offers that I find really cool and that other students may find really interesting as well. We're going to kick things off with number one, the free breakfast program. The free breakfast program runs or begins at 8:45 and it runs Monday through Friday in the fall and winter semesters. This was actually the biggest thing that we talked about outside of the care cupboard concept. The free breakfast program has been going on for many years at MRU and in many ways has laid the groundwork for something like the care cupboards, which is absolutely huge because something like the care cupboards is really setting the standard for what universities should offer in Alberta universities. The care cupboard concept is now starting to spill over into other universities, and the trend that the care cupboards is set for other universities in Alberta is nothing short of amazing. So to have something like the free breakfast program, which I wasn't in the university when it initially launched, but I'm sure it was met with as much fanfare as the care cupboard concept. So unfortunately, the care cupboard has now kind of taken over as the main thing that people think of with Samru, as they've just been getting a high volume of students. But the breakfast program should not be forgotten either. There's probably some sort of a statistic, and I know I should probably be more prepared for this, but there's a statistic that says that many students and young adults do skip breakfast, and the importance of breakfast cannot be understated. So I definitely think that if students are ever hungry, they should definitely check out the free breakfast program, as it is a big help. Another really cool offering that Samru does offer is a hygiene cupboard. There is hygiene products inside of the care cupboards, but if you need more, a wider variety of hygiene products, you can go over into the Wickham House Z210, and they have a hygiene cupboard there. And I know that is really popular amongst many students. I know a lot of students also don't know of that. So yeah, Z210 in the Wickham House. Back to the food portion of things. If you need longer term assistance, Samru can actually get you hooked up with the Calgary Food Bank through a referral process. This will help many students with longer-term food assistance, and I just think that it's a really good concept, as I've seen it personally do lots of good wonders. So if you are in need of longer-term assistance, go to Samru, and they can hook you up with the Calgary Food Bank. Sticking on the topic of food, the Good Food Box. The Good Food Box is something that I actually wasn't aware of during my interview with Lisa. I actually found this out from a classmate of mine in my communications class. He did a podcast also with Lisa discussing the Good Food Box in general, and I actually learned so much. So I just thought, what better place to throw this information in than the extra element. The Good Food Box is a barrier-free program operated by the community kitchen. It allows students to purchase a box of fresh, healthy fruits and vegetables at an extremely affordable cost. Guys, this is absolutely huge if you're a little bit lower income and you're looking to get some good fruits and vegetables. I know the vitamins are crucial, especially in the winter months. The Good Food Box is a really good avenue for students. There's also other things around Calgary, but if you to have something like this on campus is absolutely huge. So yeah, guys, if you are in need of fruits and vegetables, the Good Food Box is an absolute it's an absolute win for the students, and I definitely think you should go to Samru and check that stuff out. Staying on the topic of food, I believe this is our last food-related item, is the Campus Food Drive. This is a really good way of giving back. So as I mentioned in my video, you can see that there's QR codes on the care cupboards, and you can go there to, set up donations. You can also volunteer. And I know that at this point in time in the year, there's a lot of projects, Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, and time can kind of, it feels like 24 hours really isn't enough, time in the day. So I think that You know, with everything that's going on, sometimes volunteering and donating stuff can kind of fall on the back burner. But with everything being contained inside the campus, I believe the campus food drive is an absolutely amazing way to give back to the community. So yeah, SAMRU accepts food and hygiene donations year round, but especially during these months, it is absolutely crucial for them to get as much stuff in as possible. Extra food donations end up going to the Calgary Food Bank. So, you know, you never really have to worry about, you know, if you're donating too much. I know that I always have a couple of boxes of Kraft Dinner sitting in the back of the pantry that, you know, they just never end up seeing the light of day. If they are not past their best before date, they are a great donation and something that I definitely recommend. Another great support here, we're going to be moving off food into the financial realm now. So we're going to be talking actually about SAMRU Rewards, or awards, sorry. This is something that I'm actually quite new to and something that I didn't know that I actually qualified for. So there's financial support through SAMRU that gives out over $80,000 in annual rewards, bursaries, and experimental funds. You guys just go visit SAMRU Awards and Experimental Learning Fund pages for details. And it is such an easy process. If you're a student at Mount Royal, you just punch in your information there. And it is a really easy process from there on out. There is so many different things you can qualify for. If you're, you know, different ethnic minorities, if you have learning disabilities and things of that nature, you're automatically automatically able to apply for multiple awards. The process is so easy, guys, and it's a really good way to, you know, bring in some extra cash for school. We know that for us broadcast students, a lot of our jobs coming up this summer are most likely going to be unpaid for our work terms, which is unfortunate, but to have something like this is absolutely crucial to help students kind of stay afloat, especially during these times with inflation and the rising gas prices and all that stuff. But this is not a boring podcast audio file, so we are not going to get into the sad state of food and fuel in Canada. That is for another time. Staying on the topic of student funds, SAMRU offers an emergency student fund. So this is actually where they provide interest-free loans to students during emergency situations. This is something that me and Lisa discussed, and I was actually flabbergasted that something like this exists, you know, in a world where it seems like there's so much interest tacked to so many things, and you know, you're always kind of wary. I know for myself personally, I try to stay away from student loans as much as possible just because, you know, it can become a little dicey. And that is on the better side of things. As we know, when we get older, there's interest tacked to so many things. So to SAMRU to offer something like an interest-free loan program for emergency situations is absolutely crucial. It's a really great way of helping students, again, during hard times. It takes a lot of stress off. If you know money is coming in later and you don't have some now, and you know you do have an emergency, maybe with a pet, a vehicle, or things of that nature, this is absolutely a great avenue to go down. And so this, if you need any more extra information on this, you can find it on the SAMRU website. You can also reach out at peersupport@samru.ca to book an online appointment, or you could always just stop into the Peer Support Center Z210 again. We're going to be moving on to another dreaded thing for us Canadians, and that is taxes. I know personally, as someone who's had their taxes botched by H&R Block, I'm sorry, H&R Block, but got to give a little bit of a diss there. I've had my taxes improperly filed multiple times, which has caused a lot of stress for me as an out-of-province person. Luckily, you know, I was able to get that cleaned up, but definitely brings a lot of stress, especially during those February, March, and April months where you just don't need that stress. SAMRU offers a free tax clinic if you need help filing your taxes. SAMRU offers this free clinic where trained student volunteers help students fill out the returns and file their taxes at no charge. Guys, this is absolutely huge. A, it teaches you a very valuable skill, and B, you know, I just think that it's a much more trusted avenue to go down. A lot of good stuff going out there, and again, a lot of these volunteers, they do such great work. So definitely something I think is worth checking out. And yes, so those are some of the extra offerings at SAMRU. I think that SAMRU does amazing work. As someone who didn't know much about them until this semester, I wish I would have known more, but I'm hoping that maybe some people get their ears on this audio element and get their eyes on the video package to see the great work that SAMRU is doing. One more time, I want to give a shout out to Lisa Antichow. She's been nothing short of amazing to me, helping me with the filming process and the information process and getting all this stuff out there. I just want to say thank you so much for that. And yes, guys, check out SAMRU's offerings. They do so much for students, and a lot of students just don't even know about it. We didn't even get into the student benefit plans and things of that nature, but there's so much on their website. So go over to SAMRU's website, check it out, and thank you very much for listening.